Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on. And see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on, yeah, till I get my victory. Say the devil is a lie.
Say the devil is a lie.
Y'all say what the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has.
I'm gonna stay here. Listen, y'all. I refuse to be run away. I'm gonna wait here. Yeah. And I'm gonna praise him every day. Hey, y'all say, say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has is for me.
Right
here, y'all say. The truth made me free. And the truth that made me free. Yeah. That's how the Lord gave it to me, Darwin. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Let me hear you, church, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me free. You got it, Joe. Come on, one more time. Say, and the truth that made me set free. Here we go. Listen.
Truth has made me free. Don't you know that who the Son has set free is free indeed? Welcome this morning, family, to Real Talk with Pastor E. This is part two of the gospel explosion at First Charity Missionary Baptist Church, Compton, California. Yes, but this is still Real Talk. Well, you join myself for a variety of Real Talk discussions, dynamic principles based on messages and worship to our God with extravagant respect. Yes, we teach principles that exemplify excellence, commitment, operational efficiency, and loyalty. And yes, family, we are fully devoted to Jesus Christ. We know that the only way to the Father is through the Son. We also believe that the door of salvation is always open to those who are in search of the truth. And yes, with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every opportunity that we have. And through works of charity and by actions of love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ and will, not might, not could, but we will reach the lost and unsaved. Real talk live here with Pastor E. This, as I said, this is part two for Gospel Explosion, the fundraiser for First Charity Missionary Baptist Church. That dynamic duo I know is on board already, Reverend Charles and Minister P. Good morning, woman of God, man of God. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing just fine on this side. How are you doing?
Always good. Always.
All right. Fantastic.
Hey, amen. Well, we're go ahead.
I say praise the Lord, Doc.
Oh, there he is.
That's right.
Well, it's always a blessing to continue to connect with you guys. Last week was an awesome discussion, getting to know you guys a lot better. I know several people were just blessed by your words of encouragement. We're just blessed by your example of relationship. But this week we are here to celebrate Gospel Explosion number two. And I know we mentioned it last week, but we want to really go into depth today. I know we're expecting several of the artists to come on board to give a little prelim of what they'll be bringing to the table on this coming Sunday, July 9th. And I'm excited because I'm the MC. So if no one else shows up, we can do this thing. Hey, man, good morning. Come on, tell everybody what's up.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're excited, and we're looking forward to a great time on this Sunday. It is going to be off the chain. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be Holy Ghost filled. Most of all, the Holy Ghost will be there. And I tell you, y'all need to bring your dancing shoes. Don't wear anything too tight. Just come comfortable.
And if it is, make sure you have a nice loose jacket or a button that you can undo, because we are going to unleash the Holy Spirit. And that's by our agreement. Yeah. Now, you know, it's nothing. I want to share this because some people say, well, what are you doing with unleashing? We have really no control over it. But when we come together in agreement that we are going to blast the Holy Spirit with love, with joy, and with song, oh, he's going to show out. Oh, glory. He's going to show out. I ain't going to be able to sit down.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I know I want to give the lineup that we're looking forward to this tomorrow, but next, the following Sunday, July 9th. First and foremost, First Charity Missionary Baptist Church and CPB Productions are presenting this Gospel Explosion. It is a fundraiser to assist First Charity Missionary Baptist Church, located at 925 East Rosecrans Avenue, Compton, California, 90221. And under the leadership of Dr. Tate there, we're excited to announce the Terry Boys will be on board. Fresh Praise will be on board. The Imperial Gospel Singers, Dr. Barbara Johnson and the girls, Minister Prentice L. Walton, Kiso and the Church Boys, and the Voices of Praise are going to be on board for this extravaganza, the Gospel Explosion number two. Any hype you want to throw in there, Minister P and Dr. Charles? Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't meant to be prophetic this morning. Reverend Charles, any prophetic words you guys want to share this morning?
Well, Doc, we just want to say to the listening audience that God loves you, and so do we. And we just want to encourage the body of Christ. Let's just come together with praise and worship here on next week. And we're going to have a hallelujah good time. And I'm going to tell you, the presence of the Lord is going to be there. And if you want to be blessed, just come on out to 925 East Rosecrans, where the illustrious Dr. David L. Tate is our pastor, and I'm so honored and blessed to be the associate there. And I'm going to tell you, we know how to lift up the name of Jesus. And we also ask from the listening audience to come on out and support us. This is a fundraiser, and this is to help continue to lift up the body of Christ, to help support the ministry, and to help the bottom line is to help to lift, to continue to let the word of God go forth. And
yes.
So we're going to lift them up on,
oh, yeah,
Saturday, on Sunday, excuse me. And I just want to tell everybody, man, don't put on your radar that all roads lead to First Charity, and let us have a wonderful time collectively lifting up the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen. Amen. I'll say it with you. Amen. And you know,
amen,
what's so good about this is, as we noticed in Gospel Explosion number one, there was a lot of relationships built. When we come together as believers and we start to fellowship together, it's not about who's preaching and who's doing this. It's about how we can assist one another. I've been a part of two events from meeting people at Gospel Explosion number one. And were a part of their events and was able to assist and to be a part and just be a blessing to the people of God. That's what these events for me is all about. I'm looking forward to meeting like-minded believers that's saying yes to his will, yes to his way, and yes to his word. So I encourage you guys, you need to come on out here. If you're my partner, you need to be out there on next Sunday, July 9th. The doors open at 5 p.m. and we will start on time, so we can end on time.
Yeah.
We know a lot of people
That's
have
right.
to go to work on Monday, and we're going to start with one or none and get that thing on. They put the right person at the start, because I'm going to get that thing cranking. Well, I have to sing, Dr. Barbara has to sing, and whoever is on board, we'll make it happen.
That's right.
Amen. Well, we are off the line, and I'm glad you brought that up about the networking possibility and opportunity. These are some great platforms, and when we decided to put the Gospel Explosion together, that was the main thing in mind, is to build relationships, finding like-minded women and men of God who love the Lord and not filthy lucre. And I tell you, these groups that are coming in, I can tell you they are really about ministry and not money. And so we thank God for each and every one of them that are coming. We have a game plan. Our goal is to raise at least $5,000 for that this particular event. So we need everyone to come out and support. First Charity Missionary Baptist Church has been in operation since 48 years with the same pastor, same wife. And it's such an honor to be in a ministry where you can be under the leadership of such a man of God and woman of God with such great wisdom. You know, Dr. Tate I can tell you, he is well-known and well-revered. Maybe some of the listeners probably grew up under his ministry and just kind of branched out other places. But there are many, many that have been affected by his leadership over the years, and we thank God that we are now a part of that legacy of Dr. David and Sister Sarah Tate. So with that said, we're going to have a wonderful time. And Dr. Tate is about starting on time, making sure if it's 6 o'clock, we start at 6 o'clock. So we'll do everything to get to that point.
Oh, yes, we will. I'm excited about that. Now, I know we have some guests. We have some guests from the Explosion on board. I know Dr. Barbara has an appointment this morning, so we don't want to hold her too much. I see she's on the line. I want to introduce to some and present to others Dr. Barbara Mann Johnson. She is a mighty woman of God. We've only met one time personally, but we just connected right off the bat, and it seems like we've been knowing each other for a long time. I want to welcome her to the board right now. Good morning, woman of God.
God bless you and the rest of the family. God bless.
God bless.
So happy to be a part of you this morning, to Pastor E and to Minister Pete Brown and to First Charity Missionary Baptist Church and also her husband. So glad to be back with you again and getting ready for another great celebration for Gospel Explosion number 2. And we also are looking forward for Gospel Explosion number 3. So we know that we are in for a great time on next Sunday. And so many of our friends are going to be singing, and I'm just delighted and happy to be a part of this great event. Amen.
Well, we're excited to be a part of this with you. Now, I know our listeners, you hear that humble, that sweet voice. Let me tell you something. This woman of God and the girls, they can blow. I had never heard of some before, and when they hit that first note, I had to go from the back row to the front row immediately. You better come on out and be a part of this thing.
Amen. Good job. There's a saying that run deep.
Oh, yes. Any questions, or you want to do a quick interview with Dr. Barbara, Minister P., And we'll allow you guys to do that because I know she has a previous engagement.
Okay. Well, Dr. Johnson, it's so good to have you on air with us. I just want you to be free to share a little bit about your ministry, just a short little bio on the Dr. Johnson and the girls, maybe how y'all got started, your flavor of music, some of your likes and interests, your ministry that you have going on, and anything else that you would like to share. And then also put a plug in and just let the people know what you're going to be doing for the 9th at the Gospel Explosion, what people can expect.
Okay. Well, I'd like to start out by saying my husband is the one that originally put us together, the late Bishop Herman Johnson, who passed away about 6 months ago. Myself and my daughter, we would sing. He pastored church for 22 years, so we would get together and sing together for the church. And then we start singing out a little bit. And so after he passed away, well, me and my daughter, we said, well, we're just going to keep the legacy, keep the fire burning. So we started up again and started singing. And so instead of us being the Johnson family, I became the pastor myself. So we are Dr. Barbara Johnson and the girls. And both of the girls that sing with us, they're PK children, and they love the Lord. They love singing gospel. And I'm just hidden pitch, you know, just filling in. But thank God that he allowed me to do sing with them or you know, because I've always played the music. I was playing the organ for all those years. My daughter played the drums. So now we're doing something a little different, which is great, and we're enjoying it. We love it because we're still singing for the glory and honor of God. And
Amen.
I've been pastoring now for 2 years. On August the 4th Sunday in August will be my second anniversary, so I'm hoping to invite some of you to come out and fellowship with me on that day. But, yes, we've been in the ministry field for many, many years, and we're just stepping out, you know, by the help of the Lord. So I'm grateful for that. Everyone, tell my daughter, tell us, where's your CD? But we're going to soon be putting something together, and we're going to bring it forth, and it can be an inspiration to those who do listen. But I'm so glad to meet Pastor E. I listened to him on Facebook. He has a lot going on with the ministry and the outreach in the community that I love. I listen. I don't say anything, but I'm still with you. I'll be listening.
Amen.
So I'm happy. I'm excited. We're just doing whatever the Lord gives us to do, and I'm just ready. And I thank God for you invited me, Pastor P. Brown. You're such a beautiful woman of God, and that you have a beautiful voice, and seem like I've been knowing you for years, you and your husband, because I know his brother for years and years to come. I've been knowing them. And so it just looked like another big family had flourished together, and I'm just excited about it. And
Amen.
I'm excited about your singing and everything. And so we're looking forward to be with you next week.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're definitely looking forward to continuing bringing you back on the network. We want definitely to share your ministry here on the Now Network throughout the Southern California area. Now, when is that anniversary?
It's on the fourth Sunday in August. The fourth Sunday, what date is that? I don't have it before me, but the fourth Sunday in August. That's this next month, after this July, August. It'll be the fourth Sunday at 3:30. And I'm located at Greater Progressive Missionary Baptist Church, 9220 South Broadway. And I'm there every Sunday. We start morning service about 11:15. And we just praise it and lifting up God and bringing souls in. And so I am very happy to be in ministry as well.
Amen. Well, we bless the Lord for you, woman of God. Anything else, Minister P? Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Don't let me stump the Holy Spirit. Pastor P, is there anything else?
I was just gonna say.
Oh, I got you on that one, dude. I got you.
Hey. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was going to say, it's such a beautiful thing when God does the thing, okay? When God does something, he does it very well. And he'll take everybody from different parts of the world and bring us back together. Bring us together like we've never missed a beat with each other. And it's such a wonderful relationship. I just fell in love with Dr. Johnson from the very first time I heard them. And the Lord is just building the relationship more and more. And so we want to do what we can to go out and support them in August. We're just checking our calendar right now to make sure we lock it in. And if we're busy, we're going to have to tell somebody, hold up for a minute. Because it's important for us to really support the ones that support us, okay?
That's
and and then start to spread out and really, I think the spirit of support is what's lacking in our churches or in our congregation. You know, it's either for money or for a favor or something, but we just want to genuinely do it from our hearts. And what I love about Pastor, what really locked me in with Pastor E was when he came and just his expression of wanting to help ministries and not putting a price tag on it. I'm telling you, if you go to Numbers 13, it does say that you should take care of the singers and the priests in the church. Okay? It is in the Bible that you should take care of the men and women of God who serve in ministry. But when you find man or woman who stands up and instead of putting that money sign in front of ministry, right, it's two M's, right? But we're not supposed to put money sign in front of ministry because ministry supersedes everything else. And so in my heart, I'm just so happy to meet Dr. Johnson. She's of the same spirit, same mind, so humble and so sweet and so loving and so anointed. And I'm telling you all, this is, if you are even in near this radio station and hearing anything today, you need to come on out because she's talking. But I'm telling you, when she opens her mouth and the group opens her mouth, it's like fire comes out, like a dragon. Fire comes out from the throne. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. I'm telling you, I'm getting excited already.
Oh, no, that sound. You know, it's a sound. That's what it was to me. It was a sound. It was a sound like a roaring lion. Just like, oh, I was like, oh my God. Didn't you guys see me jump from the back? I was in 2 seconds from the rear. I was sitting back there on my phone getting ready to video, and I just had to leap up to the front. Oh my God. I can't wait.
It's a beautiful thing, and we're not saying it too much because when you find anointed people, you got to talk about it. And there's too much not anointed. A good statement. We need people who is on fire for the Lord, people who can cut through dark areas, and because that's what the anointed comes to.
to deliver people, not just to give them a nice feeling where they go home with a goosebump and come down tomorrow and they start warring and tearing one another up. The anointing comes because people need to be delivered. Oh, thank you, Dave. I'm going to turn you over. Pastor E, go ahead. Go ahead, because I'm starting to get all wild here now.
Look, you about to start something up in here, but as I said, it is good. It is so good to fellowship with you, Dr. Barbara. I know, and I got the message that you had something going. I don't want to hold you, but I do want to share with you. If you're available, I'm calling this out to all my friends. We're doing a community outreach in Compton on Long Beach Boulevard on July 23rd at 4 p.m. in the evening. At any time of those 4 hours from 4 to 8, if you could stop by, anybody that hears this invitation to come by and share with the people of Compton. We're not even giving away tickets today, or I know you guys had offered some tickets last week. We want to take the tickets to the streets, to unbelievers, and we're going to bring four people with our ministry, with those tickets that know nothing about church. And we're asking other people to come and partner with us on this outreach at Sylvia Nunn's Angels. We do a lot of food giveaways there, but we're doing a gospel hip hop concert, making a joyful noise unto the Lord. So we want to make that invitation to anyone that would like to come out and bless the people of God. Dr. Johnson, any closing remarks from you? We definitely want you to put your ministry address out there. Again, there may be somebody on that side of town in Los Angeles that needs a church home, that's looking for a good place of worship. Definitely share that with us.
Okay. Amen. Yes. Okay. And I'm going to do my best to be with you for your gospel hip hop on July the 23rd. But I'm at Greater Progressive Missionary Baptist Church. The address is 9220 South Broadway in Los Angeles. I start 11:15, sometimes 11 o'clock, 11:15. We start morning worship. We have Sunday school at 9:30 every Sunday and Bible study every Wednesday night at 7:30. And so we'll be happy to have anyone that would like to come in and join with us or sit in with us and share a word with us. We would be more than happy. And we're a small church, but with a big heart. We have a lot of love over at Greater Progressive.
Amen. Amen. I actually know some gentlemen in that area that travel all the way to Compton to come to church that are could be there probably in 5 minutes. So we're going to definitely share that information. Okay. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you. And God bless. And I'll see all of you on next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Amen. Keep pushing the tickets, all right? Let everybody
Amen. Amen. And Minister P, we do have two purchases already of the before the deadline. The money was given to me on the 29th for Wanda Gibson for buy one, get one, and Sharon Glover, buy one, get one. So I have that money's in my possession already. That was before the deadline. Nothing else came through, though. I do have others that are going to be there. They're not even worried about the buy one, get one free. I'm definitely encouraging. I don't care if you got to buy one, get one free. You got to bring somebody with you that doesn't know the Lord as well as you do. That's my charge in this promotion.
Right. And also we have about five free tickets that we will decide. You decide how you want your listeners to receive them.
I like to take those to the street. If somebody's on the line, they got a job because they got a phone. I know some people out there that need the Lord and need to be at this explosion. I want to look at reaching those. You know, we do church at Pocket Park every Sunday, and that's our goal. We're ministering to the people, the homeless, the people walking down Long Beach Boulevard, anybody, you know, cars going by the street. Stopping, we're preaching the word. We're feeding with food also, but we want to also make some invitations tomorrow and next Sunday morning to get them out there with us. So I'll talk to you about that.
All right, good stuff. All right.
Everybody on this line, I need you to buy a ticket. No, everybody on this line, I need you to buy a ticket. I need you to support this. This is a fundraiser. This is a well established ministry that over the years. Membership has went down, you know, The building is a building. Anything that was once new is not new anymore. The maintenance, upkeep. There is money. It costs money to run buildings. It costs money to run ministry, and the offerings aren't doing it. So we have to be strategic. This is a strategic way to have fun with one another and also sow a seed. This isn't buying a ticket. Let me take that out of there. I'm calling you to come sow a seed into this ministry that your harvest can be great, and that now you can see the productivity of your offering going forth in the name of Jesus to help grow this ministry. I know God, I can feel it right now. God is in a process here in the city of Compton to building some of these older ministries back up that are still alive and still are wanting to find the lost and unsaved. We want to partner with all those ministries and all those churches that are willing to get out there in the streets and get out there to do the food giveaways, the clothing giveaways, and whatever it is to do to help the people that need the help. We do have right now Fresh Praise on board. I know because me and you, I think the three of us, if we co-hosted a show, we probably couldn't get 10 minutes of interview out because we'd be Holy Ghost shaking up in this place. Fresh Praise. We want to welcome Fresh Praise. Introduce him.
Yeah, to get off of it.
Yeah, we sometimes just got to take a little break. You see, I can feel the momentum building in myself, and I say, oh, wait a minute, let me back out because I want to bring in Fresh Praise, another one of our dynamic artists for this event. Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone, Pastor E and to Minister P. Brown. Good morning. It's a blessing to be on this broadcast this morning. And I'm excited, Fresh Praise. We're all excited also about the gospel explosion number two. Amen.
Yes.
We are working and looking forward to a wonderful, blessed time because the word of God has to go forth. If it's going forth, it's going in song on this Sunday coming, next Sunday. Amen.
Yes.
And
that's
we're
right.
all on board. It's five anointed young ladies who love the Lord. Amen. So,
amen.
With that being said, we will be there. Our friends and our family will be there. And we're looking for a really good time. It's been such a blessing to meet Pastor Brown, Pastor and Minister Brown. Amen. And so we're looking forward to a really good time. We're into a season where doors need to be open for people. People need to be blessed in ministry, whether it's song or a word. You never know. Somebody can come and be touched by, you know, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So there are so many. We have some of LA's finest anointed singers that's going to be there for that day. One is the Imperial Gospel Singers. Amen. And there's also the Terry Boys. So we all will be there in full force, ready to give God some glory and some praise. And we want to have a good time from devotion all the way to the end. So we're inviting everybody to come out and be a part of this fellowship and this worship and to love on one another on that day. Amen.
Yes.
I'm very happy about this concert. And I'm excited because I've been talking and I've been working.
You stirring stuff up here, lady. I feel the current is moving. Oh, Lord Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost.
You can feel the power
Jesus.
Elevating. You can feel the spirit going there. That's why I put my mic on mute. I say, well, let me back up out of there because, yes, this is going to be a dynamic celebration. I can't wait. I'm really excited.
I am too.
So
now, Fresh Praise, the invitation goes to you too. If you guys aren't busy, this is a community outreach. We got a fun day. We're going to have balloons. We're going to really make it fun for the kids. We got rappers coming from Texas. We got some major things going on in Compton. We want everybody to be a part of it. We're also going to have a segment from 5 to 6 open mic. We're going to let some of these kids that are writing poems that we're working with and mentoring, let them get on the mic and share their skills. So we're excited about that. But next Sunday, I tell you, you got to be there. You got to bring somebody with you. You got to tell somebody to bring somebody with them.
Oh, yes. Yes. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Now, let us also know what's going on with Fresh Praise. This is about marketing, and this is about networking, because there's always someone somewhere saying, "Man, I wish I would have known that was going on." Well, we want to get it out there. If you got something going on in the next several weeks, put it out there. Get your website out there, your Facebook connections, your Instagram, anything you have. We want to definitely promote you here.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We've been together. Fresh Praise have been together 5 years, going on 6. In November would be our 6-year anniversary, and we just love singing for the Lord. And our goal is that we want to be able to reach out to people and let them know who God is, amen, and that He lives in our hearts and our souls on today. You know. We just want to be out there where we can just touch somebody's lives. And it's not about, like we were saying earlier, it's not about finances and about money. You know, you can, if you reach out to somebody, God will take care of you. And you don't have to worry about any of that coming in the natural. Amen.
Oh,
so we are ready to come and worship with you all. When we got the message that our manager said right away, our sister Wanda Jones, yes, we can do this. And we're going to step on out in Jesus' name and do what's supposed to be done. Amen. So we're available many times for outreach. If you need us, you can call on us. And if we're available, we'll be there. Amen. And a lot of times people need to know who God is. We be around them, and we can tell them all day long, but we need to bring them so we can show them, amen, what God is all about. Amen.
Well, I definitely want you to get me in touch with your manager and see if you guys are available for July 23rd. We would love to have you come out and bless the children, the community of Compton. It would be a blessing.
July 23rd, okay.
I'll see you next Sunday. I'll see you next Sunday. Like I said, this is definitely it's an outside concert. We're doing it at Sylvia Nunn's Angels. If the numbers keep growing, we're going to do it at Luther's Park in the gymnasium. So we're excited about this. Compton, the city of Compton is also backing this. I talked with Mayor Brown and our councilman for District 2, Mr. Galvan, yesterday as we did a dynamic. Oh, I have to put this out there. I'm not smashing this in anybody's face because I did promote it, but DeMar DeRozan had a free youth basketball camp at Luther's Park Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I happen to be blessed to be a coach of this event, and I was just I lost my voice. It's coming back. I found it back on Bullets yesterday as I was leaving, and it's starting to restore itself. But we had such a great time. But let me tell you, I want to pump this young man up because he for free serviced over 100 children, and it was only expecting maybe 50, but 100 showed up. They had to go buy new basketballs. Then the guy was there every day, and if you look on his personal page, he charges $375 per kid in all other cities and states. But he came back home where he grew up in Compton, and he sold back into the community. I'm just overwhelmed with the Holy Spirit right now of the productivity of what happened at this event. There was no fights. There was no a little bumping and rough play, but no fights, no injuries, no animosity. And people left their friends that didn't know each other when they came. It was a great day in Compton, and we're excited to continue to work in the city I grew up in.
Amen.
Oh, people hear Compton, they think, oh man, Compton, they shooting, they kill. Oh no, we loving. We are supporting, and Compton is in a process of change, and I see it with my own eyes. And if you watch my videos, you can see it too.
Yes, I am. I grew up in Compton, so I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Well,
we moved on Gibson in 1969, and it was still predominantly Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's way back.
A lot of other things, but you're dealing with two historians here that started the Compton 125 Historical Society. So we're going to have to talk about some stuff, all right? Brad and myself, we are the founders
where the founders of the Compton 125 Historical Society became a nonprofit in 2014 on the heels of the 125th birthday celebration of the city of Compton. And
city
we're getting ready to do something again. But the gospel is a part of Compton from the very foundation. Churches, when they came together in Compton, every church knew one another. They partnered together. They fellowshiped together. There was no separation between one church or the other church. They all came together, the community, going back in the history and looking at some of the churches. I think there was about 149 when I saw in the historical book that listed the religious organizations that was in Compton at that time. It could have been probably about 20 or 25 churches that was in the city of Compton. But one thing they did have together, they had camaraderie. They had a spirit of oneness. There was no Presbyterian or Methodist and we don't get along or your doctrine is different. It doesn't matter what doctrine it was. They all came together cohesively at one point or the other. And this is what we need to bring back.
That's right.
Founding fathers, the spirit of the founding fathers over this city. And I'm telling you, when you go into any city, if you ever traveled, there is a spirit that always is indifferent, whether it's a spirit of division, whether it's a spirit of jealousy, but there's a spirit that lurks over the city that needs to be broken.
That's right.
Being
in Jesus.
That have traveled to many different countries, I can tell you, in the city of Compton, there's some demons that are been loosed, and the church needs to rise up and oh hallelujah and come
the
together.
The spirit of jealousy.
Come back before. Oh yeah, break it down.
That's what's over. That's what's over the city of Compton. The spirit of jealousy.
Yeah. Don't like you.
Pray against
like
it right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh hallelujah.
Lord.
Bind jealousy right now.
Yeah, it's even come into the church.
In the name of Jesus.
We should be working together and cohesively building up the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ourselves have become jealous of one another. I don't like how you sing, so you're not coming on my program. I don't like what you wear, so you're not going to come where I'm. We need to cut this stuff out. This is all about Jesus. This is not about us. This is about Jesus and him crucified. And not only that about Jesus, but it's about souls. People coming to Jesus that have been bound, messed up, confused, perplexed. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, people who have been
tripped up on all kinds of mess. The devil got them all twisted up in all kinds of wires. We need to cut them wires with the Holy Ghost. Those wire cutters. Hallelujah. In the Holy Ghost, cut him up and say, loose him in the name of Jesus. Set
them
free in the name of Jesus. Set them in the mind. Top of their head to the tip of their toe. Gospel is not only just for us to be happy and sing up some songs and go home, but when we sing, we must sing with the power of God. The power of God must be loosed in the place. Hallelujah. And so
we
right
bless
now,
you,
Lord. Jesus already showed up at First Jerry.
Oh,
hallelujah. There are the singers, hallelujah. He's there on the instruments. He's there on through the MC, glory to God. He's there on the people that are coming and those who are coming that don't know Jesus. He's already making a way out of no way. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So this is what we need to do is lift up Jesus, come together cohesively, and let's put all the other stuff aside and bring Jesus in the mix. And let me tell you, when two walk together, let me tell you, can't be defeated.
Come on now.
Go ahead now.
That was, you know, I don't know if you had turned the trigger of your prophetic ministry, but you walked right in it because that was the oh my God, there is a spirit over difference. I travel so much and I noticed that and God shows me that, but you spoke it out. I've prayed against it. I prayed, you know, for it, but you spoke it out. There is division in every city that has a different spirit over it. And I know the city of Compton is covered by jealousy. And we're going to pray that this morning. We're praying against the spirit of jealousy in the city of Compton and any other city that may be bound by this spirit. You are bound on earth because you've been bound in heaven. You are now loosed by the Holy Spirit on earth as it is in heaven. So we thank you, Lord. that as we speak life right now into individuals, as we speak lives into ourselves, Lord, we say, forgive us of any wrongdoing. Take away anything that is not pleasing in your sight. Lord, find us acceptable in your eyesight as we pray for our city this morning and say, Lord, not our will, but your will be done. Bring people together that thought they never would like each other. Make people work together that never would agree. Make people start to join forces to help the community instead of themselves. So, Lord, we thank you that jealousy is off. We thank you that it's been removed. And we honor you right now that you get the glory for it, that you get the honor for it, that we were able to agree with you right now in the Holy Spirit that you're moving on our behalf. So have your way. Have your way right now like never before. Move right now like never before. Show up right now like never before. And we thank you in advance that it's already done. In your son, Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. Oh, glory.
Thank you.
Somebody ought to shabak up in here. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you.
Ooh, you know, Mr. P, you said something. You know, I was asked a question last week, actually. It said, man, you're always preaching in the streets and you're in the parks and you, no matter where you're at, man, you're sharing the word, man. Why you don't preach in churches and stuff like that? I said, well, I do. I said, but it's not a lot because I preach the truth. I don't know how to write sermons and big dialogues and 3 points and all that. I know how to study the word and share the principles of how to change my life. That's all. I said, a lot of churches don't want you in there because you now are promoting change. I hate to say this, but 75% of our churches are dormant because they don't want people to leave. But church was made to kick people out. You're supposed to go and make disciples, that they go make disciples, that they go make disciples. Mm-hmm. See, that's the kind of sermons I preach, to get your people out the seats and kick them out, that they go make more, that others come that need to go through the same process. So we can get together. You don't have to go be on a pulpit in a church. Get you a little box and go to the park and tell somebody about Jesus and watch people's lives change immediately.
That is the gospel, to go into all the world and bid them to come by the highways, byways, and bridges. In the palace. The people in the palace need Jesus too. So God has somebody in the palace arena that's going to tell them about coming to the Lord Jesus, not all about their crown and their money. God got somebody there. But who's going to go to those lowly people that is under the bridge? That smell bad, that nobody want to hug, nobody want to give a drink of water. And as I'm on this, I remember one story, an incident that happened with myself and Reverend Brown. We were driving downtown. It was about 90 degrees. It was so hot. I must have been up more than 90, but it was really, really hot. The water in the car was hot and everything. We were driving. Is that Los Angeles? The street, Los Angeles, we coming around the corner, and as we turned on the, and we saw this man in the, I'll never forget it as long as I live. This man was going through the trash, and I know in Los Angeles people are used to see people dig through the trash, but this one particular really hit me. I'm telling you, this man was digging through the trash, and I'm like, bro, look at him going through the trash. The man found a water bottle that was squished together. He was so thirsty. The man was so thirsty, took that water bottle that was squished together and started to suck on it to try and get the little drops of water out. And I'll tell you, broad daylight, I'm watching this thing. I'm not surprised. Look at that man trying to get some water. Then I looked around in my car. There was a bottle of water, but the water was hot. I said, but Lord, I wouldn't drink this hot water. How can I give it to this man? The Lord spoke to me and said, well, it's water. Even though it's hot, you ain't got nothing else, but it's better than him sucking on that little bit. The man is thirsty, so the hot water that my pot will save his life. So I said, Brown, we passed him. We had to turn the car around, and I rolled the window down, and I said, sir, here it is. I know it's hot, and I wouldn't drink it, but I'm giving this water to you. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Man took this hot water and he drank it as if it was ice cold to bring a tear to my eyes.
It was.
There are people out there right now that don't have a drink of water. They don't have a drop of water. All they need is somebody like you and I that will rise up to the occasion and go forth in the name of Jesus and give them that hot water. Get out of your car and be a servant of God. So you know what? Let me close with this, that we are here as servants of God. And I thank God for Pastor Keith. I thank God for Fresh Praise. I thank God for Dr. Johnson. I thank God for the Terry boys and all those, but Milton James and Prentice Walton and all of these lovely people who love Jesus enough to come and stand and lift up the ministry in this end time. It's not about you, or it's about Jesus. And we got to get off our high horses and come down to a lowly place where we can hold hands together and say, for God I live and for God I die. Lift up Jesus in the time so that men and women who need a drink of water, who need some food, can be serviced through the anointing that God has placed on our life. So I'm truly excited about what's going on here and the relationships that's been built. God has some big things in store. We just be humble. We're going to see a great miracle happen in all of our lives. For when we serve God, serve God, spirit and in truth, all the things that we've been praying for that's been locked will be released upon us. Praise God. There shall be showers of blessing all over us. Why? Because we serve God without putting money or anything in front of God. We're taking away that other end. And we're saying, Lord, let us use us for your glory. Use us for your glory. So I'm excited about what's coming up in Fresh Praise. Let me tell you something else about Fresh Praise. I'm telling you, she's working. They're working tirelessly. Sister Gail is on the line. She's really put her foot inside of this thing, and she's helping us to put some raffles together, some baskets that's going to be raffled off. We're going to have some things going on, and she's working tirelessly behind this team. And so we want to say publicly thanks to Sister Gail from Fresh Praise and for coming in and just stepping right in there and just giving of ourselves. So we thank you, Sister Gail, for what you're doing.
God bless you, and I'm so happy to be able to do it.
God bless you.
God bless you. We're excited to fellowship with you next Sunday, and we know we're gonna make a joyful noise unto the Lord. God bless you.
Yes, we are.
Amen. Any closing remarks from you?
Reverend Brown wanted to say something, and I think Deacon Andrew's supposed to be calling the president of the committee. I don't know if he's on the line yet, but I don't know when he wants to chime in. If you want to chime in, then. But Reverend Brown,
I don't see him on the line yet, but I was going to give Fresh Praise a little closing and then come back and let Dr. Charles come on board.
Okay, Dr. Charles.
Okay.
Fresh Praise, any closing remarks?
Please. I just want to say I'm glad to be a part of what's going to happen on next Sunday, and to God be the glory, and I'll see you all next week.
All right, love you, sis.
I love you all.
All right.
Amen, man of God. The floor is yours. Anything you'd like to comment?
Well, I just want to, just before we close, want to thank you again, Pastor Yee, for your wonderful ministry that you have. And matter of fact, just want to tell our listening audience, when you come and fellowship with this wonderful occasion on next Sunday, July 9th, we also going to bless you with a meal. You know, those who come, you will be blessed with something to eat. So somehow I ought to say amen.
Amen.
Right. Because, you know, and then also we're going to be sharing with you about our gospel explosion number 3.
Yeah.
You're going to hear about what artist is going to be with us on that particular time in September. So we're looking forward to just continue to have a good time. And then, Pastor, I heard you talk about my wonderful city of Compton, parts of spirit of jealousy. And we're going to want us all to remember, let's pray that all of us who are working with this wonderful city of Compton or any other city, that the spirit of wisdom,
yes,
divine wisdom,
mm-hmm,
will be in their spirit, that
yes,
they will be able to have conduct that is pure, that is holy. So when they speak, they will learn how to speak with discernment.
Yes.
They will learn how to have meekness and humbleness and,
yes,
and not wrath. When someone speaks in wrath, they just know how to be quiet.
Yes.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Look, being quiet is about it.
Mm.
So we're going to continue to pray that God will give our leaders, our church leaders,
mm,
our community activists,
yes,
a spirit of wisdom in them,
yes, Lord,
where they will not become bitter, envious,
yes,
have a spirit of jealousy about themselves. See, because when
right,
you got wisdom,
wisdom,
it comes from God.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, you'll learn how to talk, you'll learn how to conduct yourself,
yes,
you know how to let your light shine,
yes,
and then I'm going to tell you, you won't have no spirit of confusion,
amen,
all around you.
Amen.
So we just want to pray also for a good spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I just want to say thank you, Doc. Love you. Thank you, too. I'm going to tell you, don't I have a lovely wife? Amen. The spirit of God is always upon her.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, we have a hallelujah good day. Praising the Lord by ourselves.
Come on now.
Everywhere we go.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, and I thank God for that. And I'm going to tell you, she's a psalmist in her own right. She can sing too. And I'm going to tell you, that's why, you know, when we've been going to these various places, and I'm going to tell you, when we met Dr. Johnson,
ooh,
I said, God, we got to get them girls.
Oh, yeah.
When we met First Prince.
Praise.
We first pray, yeah, excuse me. Then I said, we got to have them women.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So we heard the cherry boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I said, we got to have them young men.
Yes,
Lord. I'm going to tell you, so we just been blessed by the presence of all these wonderful men and women of God. So we about to, I'm on service time. That is First Charity. If you ain't, don't want to come to have a place of worship, First Charity, we start our Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., our morning worship, 10:30 a.m., our evening services, 7 p.m. So come on out and have a hallelujah good time where the Lord is always lifted up.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Always.
Amen.
Well, I want to close with this. Now, what were you saying?
No, go ahead. It's back in your head.
Okay, God bless you. Love you guys. I did because of this just came in my spirit. One of my favorite scriptures of many. But in Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, this is out of the New King James. It says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content,
yeah,
with such things as you have. He says, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly,
yes,
say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear.
Yes.
What can man do to, mm-hmm, me? He can do nothing when you serve the Lord. God bless you, family. We love you. Come on out next Sunday, yes, July 11th. Also, if you're in the Los Angeles area, a friend of mine is in Baldwin Park. They are on four corners in Baldwin Park, walking the crosses. They have made wooden crosses. They are walking the crosses. They're preaching the word. They're trying to save the lost. We want to commend evangelist pastor Martin Barraza and Strength and Honor Ministries in California. Any closing remarks? I heard a in there. Come on in.
July the 9th. I just want to make sure everyone knows July the 9th. All roads lead to 925 First Charity Missionary Baptist Church in the beautiful city of Compton. Doors open at 5. Amen. And you come on in early and get your seat. Amen. And let's just have a good time. We're looking forward to being a great host and welcoming everyone that comes in through the doors. Also, do not forget, we do have Pastor E will be bringing five of his special people because we have five free tickets for him or whomever he so deems necessary.
And we want to thank everyone for their support in advance, for their contribution, for their worship and fellowship with us during this time. And we want to put a plug in because we're going to close this explosion out with the last one for the year, Gospel Explosion number 3. And so we want to make sure that you all get yourself ready for the finale. But come on out to this one and let's have a good time.
Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. We will talk to you tomorrow for Exalting Jesus at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You are loved, honored, and appreciated. But most importantly, you are beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody tell you different.
Amen.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.